This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Should we be panicking about the Cavs? We had a couple of panicky Pete's at 6 o'clock this morning saying, your guys' head thoroughly in the sand. This team has a problem. You need to wake up and call them out.
All right, then just tell us what the problem is.
Tell us what the problem is, please.
I'm not hearing the problem that is going to really hamper the Cavs come playoff time. If you have the problem, we're all ears. Let us know what it is. But them losing three games, we're kind of in the doldrum of March where the Cavs already have their seed kind of set in stone in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be the one seed. They're going to have home court advantage.
Yeah.
And they're also resting guys. There is some load management that's going to go on from here till the end of the year, quite frankly. So if you have a problem, tell me what the problem is.
I can't tell you I have a problem right now. I think that we are in the doldrums here. I think that, you know, you lost to Orlando. Evan Mobley was out. You lost the other night. People said Evan got bullied and shoved around. You lost last night. You didn't have Darius Garland. They've been shooting poorly. They've just been shooting poorly. Maybe it's been a bad run. I'm not sure. But there's been people who've been telling us that we need to panic, that we've been overrating the Cavs. I mean, it's weird how they've come out now out of the woodwork. And I go, man, 16-game winning streaks don't mean anything. We're just waiting until the postseason. Okay, fine. That might be true. But I have not backed down from it the entire year. Where, yeah, you've had a 15-game winning streak and a 16-game winning streak. You had a dozen-game winning streak before. You've won 56 games, for crying out loud. It's a tremendous season so far. But I knew going into the postseason, you will be an underdog against Boston. You should be an overwhelming favorite against Orlando because you have more firepower than them. They are missing two big cogs, and part of the reason why they drew you to seven games last year. I don't think they'll have that. I totally agree with you on that. When it comes to Milwaukee, Milwaukee has Giannis. I seem to be more afraid or respect Giannis more than you do. And I will admit, hey, it's been Giannis and nobody else for that basketball team. You mentioned Detroit. I think Detroit is a team that we're going to have to reckon with here in a couple of years. Cade Cunningham is fantastic. I think that they still need a couple of more spots there. But I think that that's a team we're going to have to deal with here in a couple of years. But I don't think it's going to be this way now. So, guys, if they lose either in the opening round or the semifinals of the Eastern Conference, it is a total 100% filthy disaster of monumental proportions. And we will question everything that has gone on with this basketball team, including whether or not we have to move off guys that right now seem to be, as the week ended last week, we're on rock solid footing for this basketball team and for its future. We will question all those things. But if they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and they don't beat Boston, hey, if you lose in five, we're going to have a conversation. But damn, like this is not to me, this is not anything worth losing my mind over. They're not shooting well. I think the defensive effort, as you said, will be better in the postseason. And my reasoning for a lot of people getting in, telling us we need to wake up, is I think a lot of people, and Owen mentioned this, and I thought, bingo, that's what it is. A lot of people went to bed at halftime. Everything looked like it was going to be on cruise control. Everything was going to be fine. Because all this year, what do we say? How many games have people watched to completion this year? How many? I mean, give me a percent. Not very many. Not very many.
Just because they're up by so much?
Yeah. I mean, they only have one game where I think they scored under 100 points this year and a loss. Wasn't that the Indiana?
Yeah, isn't that credible?
Yeah, which they got 2 out of 3 against Indiana at the end of the season. But you've had this year where the whole season's been on autopilot. We're never going to have another one like this again. So if you think you're worked up now, you will be worked up again next year. You're going to lose more than 13 games next season.
Yeah, so I guess the only thing that I can point out that if it happens like this in the playoffs, Cavs are in big trouble, is Donovan Mitchell's shooting. So his efficiency, as I've been talking about the last few days, him and Darius, but Darius didn't play last night, Donovan's efficiency has plummeted. And he was at such a level. I mean, Remember, we were talking about him. Why wasn't he getting MVP consideration? And, you know, does he have a chance to make, second team All-NBA? Where's he going to be? Maybe even first team. I know we were having those discussions. But his numbers were down because he wasn't playing enough minutes. You know, he certainly stuffed the stat sheet if he wanted to. But how many fourth quarters has he, like, basically not even played?
Mm-hmm.
But since February 1st, his three-point shooting at that point was around 40%. Since then, it's been down to 30. That is a massive drop-off in, 17 games? That's the sample. So that's pretty good sample there of games that he has not been able to shoot. Also, his field goal percentage has dipped big time.
Been a big drop in the month of March with his field goal.
That's the only thing percentage. I would say. He's a proven playoff player. He's had massive playoff moments.
Donovan?
Yeah, Darius is not. Donovan has had all these...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Significant. We're talking 45-point games.
Yeah.
Triple doubles. Like, he has went off in the playoffs before. And he has been a Boston Celtic killer, so this is why he's going to get the benefit of the doubt. But I could tell you, if he shoots like this in the playoffs, we could be in for some trouble. I don't think he will.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
And this is why I have to start to flirt with the comparison here, because I think they're fine. I really do. But once we get to the postseason, I made a different analogy. We had a text from a friend who said, boy, it looks a lot like Utah in the late 90s against the Bulls. Well, the Utah Jazz were in the finals. I look at this more like if Donovan Mitchell can't get this team to the NBA Finals, guys, I think it does become more and more like Josh Allen's Buffalo Bills. It's like, hey, you're really good. You're a max player. People love you. People love you. You're a fantastic player, and the cities love you. But you can't get past Kansas City, and you can't get past Boston.
Well,
and until you do that,
here's what's really
there's
happen.
Going to be this pit in your stomach. Like with the Cavs, I got this weird in my stomach that I think that Bills fans, I mean, good God, I mean, you go back to the 90s, but they were Super Bowl teams. You have this pit in your stomach, like, am I ever going to be able to get over this hump? Am I ever going to be able to at least punch my ticket to the big
event? Yeah, I will say this. When it comes to what are these teams truly playing for outside of the obvious, you know, trying to win a championship, Donovan Mitchell has, for whatever reason, has been able to escape a lot of the NBA hater punditry stuff that everybody's complaining about. Like the stuff that all the great players get ripped on all the time, like Jason Tatum up until won the title last year and he still gets crushed. Donovan's been able to avoid that despite not getting out of the second round. If with this team, this historically good Cavs team, like their offensive numbers are still historically great, and a team that I thought until yesterday was probably going to set the franchise mark for wins, I now think that's now in jeopardy. I think they have to go 11-2 the rest of the way, and I think they're going to be sitting guys. Mm-hmm. So I they may not win 66 games. But with all of that said, if Donovan underperforms in these playoffs and the Cavs don't go anywhere, I do think you're going to get people going, not buying Donovan Mitchell as a top 10 player in the NBA.
I think
he's going to start to get ripped away that James Harden would get ripped.
Yes.
Russell Westbrook, Joel Embiid.
And ultimately,
I think this is a big year for Donovan to escape that stuff.
And ultimately, that's the difference. Boston has a championship. You have something that legitimizes it. We can be critical, but the only time we're going to be critical about them is when we measure them with the all-timers. If Jason Tatum starts to approach rarefied air, we will ring count with him and other great players.
Jaylen
with
Brown.
Donovan, it's the current. It's the top 10. And if he fails again, it's going to be a big discussion of how, is he overrated then? And people are going to be really annoyed by that. I'm not denying there's pressure coming up, but I just don't feel pressure now with this team, even though they lost three in a row.
Yeah, I was going to mention, like, Jaylen Brown, it was all about how no left hand. You know, does he coexist? Can he coexist with Jason Tatum?
Yep.
They won a title. You're not really hearing that stuff now.
Can we ask Andy Gresh a question about that coming up at 9? Because I know he's going to talk about Patriots, but he's based in Boston. Barry on the road. You got to go quick. Go ahead.
No major panic mode, and I agree with what you said about Donovan Mitchell, but my only concern is their softness. They got bounced around last year in the playoffs, especially in the middle. Allen was pushed around by Robinson. I'm seeing the same thing this year. And as you know, the playoffs slows down, more physical. I don't think we have the guns to counteract that. You watched the Pistons last night. They play a physical brand of basketball. That's what you'd need in the playoffs. Just curious what you guys think about that.
You know, at first, Barry, I want to disagree with you, but I think that's just my fandom kicking in. I think that's something that they have to kick themselves. I think that that's something that they've been saddled with, and frankly, rightfully so, over the last couple of years. Because Orlando took him to 7, and Barry, thank you for the call. Orlando took him to 7. Part of that was, yeah, some guys shot the lights out and played well. They also took him to 7 because they beat him up inside. In the game against, or the series against New York the year before, you got embarrassed. You were embarrassed. And then they made fun of you on the way out because of your softness. Mitchell Robinson making fun of you because you're soft about that. Jared Allen and the lights being too bright. I hate to dig up old wounds, but that is something that follows them. So if they do lose, like, the Celtics are a different animal. Let me finish it up with this. Celtics are a different animal. They might just be more talented. We have to figure it out. But if you were to somehow get upset, why it would be a colossal failure and why I think people would be pounding the phones wanting to trade people, I think the only way Orlando gets you, especially with guys being out, is if they just bully you. And I think that a ref would just have to swallow every whistle they have. Same thing with almost everybody else in the league. I give Giannis a little bit more respect, but I think everybody else would have to beat you up. If you lose in either one of the first or second rounds, that's how it's going to go down. And so as much as I want to disagree with Barry, I can't. They themselves have to go out there and prove that they've shedded that label.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons. Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.